Look, Sabrina, no offense, but these stories are boring. Evelyn continued. No one wants to read about school lunches or charitable football players. You need a story that will get people to sit up and pay attention. Sabrina sighed. I don't want to write about Hollywood breakups. That just isn't my thing. But you're right. The stories I have here totally make me sound like a kid. I need something more adult. Some sort of inside scoop into a real issue that'll make me stand out. Evelyn nodded along to Sabrina's words, but her eyes never left her phone. She just kept scrolling through articles, a slight frown on her face. Sabrina waited a moment before smacking her hand down on the table. Ev, are you even listening to me?
I am. I was looking for something. Here.
Evelyn held up her phone again so that Sabrina could read the screen. It was a different story from the same site, and the picture was of a woman screaming, her eyes wide with fright. Scream site worth screaming about? The headline read.
This is what you should write about, Evelyn said,
thumbs moving as she scrolled through the story.
It's this trending website. It was created by Hollywood types who make horror movies, and they're giving out a huge prize for the video that has the most likes and shares, the most screams, at the end of the year. Here, look, Evelyn said, showing Sabrina a website landing page. What makes it weird is that there are rumors that girls have actually gone missing after posting videos on there.
Creepy, right? Sabrina shrugged. I guess. But internet rumors aren't exactly news.
Not usually, but one of the girls who went missing was supposed to be from around here. See, you could take sort of a local angle on a national story. Just check out the story. It might be worth your while.
Sabrina sighed. I don't know. I doubt Mrs. Wembley would be interested in it. She thinks that journalism should be serious, not sensational.
That woman is harsh. Did I tell you she gave me a B on my Romeo and Juliet assignment? Just because I called the play depressing, which it totally is.
Mid-complaint, Evelyn suddenly froze, her eyes locked on the floor of Lou's Bruise.
Oh my God, she breathed.
What? What's happening? Sabrina asked, turning around in her seat.
It's Asher Gray, light of my life, most beauteous of boys, Evelyn said, pretending to swoon.
Sabrina rolled her eyes and turned back around.
I'm having a crisis here, and you're staring at unachievable junior boys. Oh, Asher totally isn't my type, but that doesn't mean I can't appreciate his physical qualities. Look at that golden hair. Those eyes as blue as a storm-tossed sea.
Would a storm-tossed sea be blue? Sabrina asked. Evelyn shrugged.
I don't know. It just sounded good. Anyway, he's gone now. Okay, I sent you the link for that Scream site story. Check it out. Since one of the girls was from around here, it'd be good for the Daily Sun thing, I think.
Evelyn stood and started to pack up her stuff.
I have to get going. It's almost 5. Tony isn't home this week, so I have to cover for him at the store.
Sabrina stood as well. Yeah, I should get going too. I have a paper to write for history and a new article due to Mrs. Wembley soon. I need to find something to pitch her.
Write about Scream Site, Evelyn said, standing from the table and pushing in her chair. Seriously, it's all anyone can talk about right now. Maybe you can use it for both Wembley's assignment and the internship application. And you can write about something that isn't serious for a change. Try bold and crazy for once.
Evelyn waved and made her way out of Lou's Bruise.